Concours Écricom 2015. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 5. You can now go to college for free in Germany, no matter where you're from. Lower Saxony recently made itself the final state in Germany to do away with any public university tuition fees whatsoever. As of now, all state-run universities in the Federal Republic, legendary institutions like the Heidelberg University and the Humboldt University Berlin, cost exactly nothing. Well, you might be thinking, isn't that just wonderful for the Germans with their excellent supermarket commercials and their spectacular beach nudity and their pragmatically dressed chancellor? But here's the thing. Germany didn't just abolish tuition fees for Germans. The ban goes for international students too. You heard that right, parents of America? You want a real higher education bargain? Get your kids to learn German and then pack them off to the Vaterland. There are important reasons why German universities have long been either inexpensive or free. The German university experience isn't worse than the American one. But there are vital cultural and infrastructural differences between the systems that bargain-hungry students might want to consider before they decide where to study. First of all, the concept of campus life differs widely between Germany and the USA. German universities consist almost entirely of classroom buildings and libraries. No palatial gyms with rock walls and water parks. No team sports facilities. And forget the resort-style dormitories. What few dorms exist are minimalistic, and many German students still live at home with their parents or in independent apartment shares, none of which foster the kind of insular, summer camp-esque experience Americans associate closely with college life and its hefty price tag. It's quite common for German students simply to commute in for class, then leave. Academic life is very different. German students are typically accepted into particular majors. No expanding your horizons. You apply to college in Germany to study law, medicine, literature, engineering, etc. And you take that program's requirements, the end. There is also little in the way of academic advising, which in the US is very hands-on. A freshman-level literature class in the United States might have 25 students registered, and a professor who is expected to know all of them by face and name by week two. Not to mention grade an entire semester's worth of assignments. A similar lower-level lecture in Germany might have an ever-changing coterie of 200 or so students who show up when it suits them. Even in more intensive upper-level courses, students are often allowed to forgo official registration until the end of the semester, when they elect to sit the sole exam or turn in the lone seminar paper. Again, the system is not worse than the American one, it's just different. But it is these differences, coupled with Germany's higher tax investment in all things public, that account for a massive disparity in what students must pay. The tuition might be free, but if you are not a highly self-motivated learner who is fully fluent in German, with a social life based somewhere other than campus, you may still pay the price. Still, there are plenty of mature, autonomous, self-motivated learners in the US who can't afford college. And no, MOOCs don't help, since they don't offer credit unless you pay one of the universities that affiliate with them. Shouldn't these ideal American students be offered a prestigious public option they can actually afford?